For these sample videos, I of course only have a few sheets of paper in the stock that's waiting to be printed. I mean, I didn't make a run of 200 of these little test prints. I just made a half a dozen or so. When I'm making my normal editions, I work with at least 100 sheets, sometimes more. Depends on the weather. You don't want too many in there, or they'll start to go moldy. When I was making the Hyakunishu prints, I made, a series of 100, and they were all the same size and the same type, and I used the same paper. And I made the same quantity of each, usually 100 or so in the batch. So over 10 years, working with exactly the same variables, time and time and time and time again, it really became incredibly, routine. There was a TV crew one time visiting, and I'm printing away, and they're videoing, and the director is looking at her watch to think about lunch, and she says, how many sheets you got left there? And I reach out and touch the stack, the entry stack. There's 57 left. And her eyes go a little wide. Yeah, come on, like there's 57 sheets in there. You can tell this? And I said, yeah, I think there's 57 sheets in there. And she challenged me. She said, okay, come on, let's see, let's count them. And we counted, and there were 57 sheets in there. Now, I don't want to sound like I can do something really spectacular. What I do is I pack them in groups. There was 5 sheets in each group, newspaper, 5 sheets, newspaper. Or maybe they were 10 sheets, newspaper, 10 sheets, newspaper. So because of the newspaper in there, it gives you a pretty good idea when I touched it. Yeah, this is the 50 group, or this is the 40 group, or this is the 60 group. So I could tell it was the 50 group. I knew that. And then within the 50 group, I knew 1, 2, 3, I had printed 3 sheets. So I could easily tell, yeah, there's 57 sheets left in there. I don't know what relevance this has for you, but perhaps the interesting point is that once you've been doing something for so many years, you end up yourself being able to control it and understand it in ways that seem actually quite magical or impossible to people who are watching what you are doing.